Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Chof Ches in Meseches Erevin. The Gemara by us over here is discussing things that are able to be used for the Erev B'chol Maravin. We mentioned last time there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Maybe it's not a machlokes, but akoponim, erev means erev tchumin, possibly erev chatzeres, depending on how you understand what Rashi means to say. Akoponim, so this daf discusses things, foods that are able to be used for the erev. So after the two dats, over here on Chof Ches Amun Aleph, there's a piece of Gemara as follows. Mora's talking about with Gonios. Around four lines down from the two dads. Mora says as follows, Uva good Gonios mi ma'arvin. The previous Memra had mentioned that we could use this food as the Erev, Fretig Mora Kash and Mabraisim, for Sanya, good Gonias, Melubi Bonam Yoichlu, Chasuche Bonam La Yoichlu. The Braisa says that good Gonias are harmful for people, for a person that didn't have children, Melubi Bonam Yoichlu, a person who has children, he could eat it. Chasuche Bonam La Yoichlu. And the Braisa contains him Hukshul Zera Af Merube Bonem La Yoichlu. That if it reaches a certain point, then it's harmful for everyone. So therefore the Gemara is asking that this price seems to imply that it's harmful, and the Gemara is assuming that if it's harmful, then we don't consider it of a food that's fit to be eaten, and therefore it shouldn't be able to be used for the Erev. Erev has to be his person's Muslim person's Su'uda, and if it's not fit to be eaten, it can't be used. And that's the Gemara's question. Gemara is asking, the original memra of Yehudim Shem Shmuel, Mishmei de Rav, Shmuel Bashilus, Mishmei de Rav said that you could use good godliness, and this Braisa says that it's harmful. So on that, the Gemara says three answers. First of all, the Gemara says, Tigma Ashloi Hukshul Zera Umru Bebon. First test, the Gemara says, is that since this Braisa imply that there's two stages of this. The stage of Hokshul Zera, at that point, is harmful for everyone. That we're not talking about. We're talking about the previous stage when it's still softer. And at that point, it's fit for someone who has children. So that's what we meant. That when Yehuda said over in the name of Rav that it could be used for the Erev, he's talking about Ashalai Hukshul Zera Umru Bebon. When it's in the stage that it's softer and it's only harmful for a person who hasn't had children, so we'll say that the Erev, that it could be used for an Erev is for someone that's Umru Bebon. It's not harmful to him. That's the first Teretz in the Gemara. Let's just look at the Rashi's over here. Rashi says, "Good Gonios mimatin mamitin es hazera," and that's why they're not good for a person who hasn't had children, because it'll prevent a person from having children. V'mhukshu haklochim ke'etz. The next Rashi says, "Shekfar tzomach bohen zarei kosh naklochim cholodom." If the development of this Good Gonios has reached the point that it got hard, then at that point it's kashen lecholov. That's what the Braisa says. So in the next Rashi says tigma lechodom rav ma'arvin will translate that this that rav said ma'arvin, he wasn't referring to all situations. He was referring to a specific situation ashloi hokshu, that the development of this gugonius is in the earlier stage when it was loy hokshu. That's point number one. And second of all, v'zeh ma'ariv bohen, and the one who's using it for the erev is yesh le'bonim d'hash le'chazalei. So on the yesh le'bonim, and the gudganiyah is in earlier stage, that it's softer, so at that point, it's fit for a person is yesh le'bonim, and that's what Rav meant when he said you could use that for an erev. Second Tarsimor says, yivoy yisem lo'ilam l'chasuchei bonim. It could even be used for a person that does not have children, even though it's harmful to him. Why? The hachozlum rubei bonim. Because it's fit for a person that has children. And that the Gemara says, mi lo itnan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah? A few blad ago, we learned in the Mishnah, ma'avel nozer b'yayin l'yisra b'tshum, that a nozer could use yayin for his Erev, even though it's also for him to eat it, it's not fit for him. Uli Yisrael b'tshuma, and Yisrael who can't eat tshuma, he could use tshuma. Alma, what do we see from there? Afgav lechoz lahai, choz lahai. Even though it's not fit for this specific person, but it doesn't make it that it's not considered mozen for a su'uda. It's choz lahai, as long as it's fit for other people, then this food is considered food, it's considered mozen. And it could serve as his suda for the area, even though he personally can't eat it. Therefore, the Gemara says, and in our case also, the good gunies, even though they're not fit for the chasuchei bonim, for those who don't have children yet, it's harmful for them. But from the fact that it's fit for merubei bonim, so that would give it the status of an oichel for everyone, and therefore it could be used as an erev even for chasuchei vanim. Right? This teretz again is going that it's talking loy hukshul zera, because then it's not for anyone. But if it's loy hukshul zera, so then it's fit for merubei banim. So then the Gemara says that we see from the Mishnah that as long as it's fit for one type of person, then it could be used for everyone. The third test, the Gemara says, "Boy, stay mikom a Rav behind the cookie madoy." On that, the Gemara says that Rav is talking about something else, a different min. Rashi says, "Good gonya shabim modai." Those are Yofei saying. Right? He's apparently the two different clients, the ones that grow modai. Those don't have the problems that the standard good gonyas have, and that's it for everyone. It doesn't harm anyone. Fine. That's what Gemara says over here. Now going back to the Mishnah on Daf Chof Vav Omer Beis, beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah that the Gemara just quoted, the Mishnah says as follows: Ma'avim Noza B'Yayin Uli Yisrael B'Truma. That was the part of the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted. That a yayin could use a nozer could use yayin for his erev and Yisroel his truma, even though it's not fit for them personally. Rashi on the Mishnah says, "Ma'avin lenozer eruv etchumen b'yayin." Even though it's not fit for him, it's fit for other people. Even the mezaynahu gabe achrini, since it's considered food for others, shor le'rabbonim. It could be used. It could be used as an erev because it's considered food. It doesn't have to necessarily be fit for this person personally. Uli Yisrael b'tshuma, Rashi says the Chaz l'koy in the same concept. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the mission over here, brings the Rav, which is most of the times he brings from Rashi, the din of Yisrael b'truma. The Rav says the hachazia lekehanim, and similarly he says as far as by Marvin Noz b'yayin, the same thing. And Rabbi Feger says, that this, that the Rav, Rashi for that matter, explained the Mishnah in this way, that the explanation to the din of the Chachamim, the Rabbanan sheet in the Mishnah, is based on our Gemara. He says, "Hachi isa mefurish besugid avchav ches." This is a clear Gemara that by us, the Gemara itself speaks out. Tochoslam rube bonim. Miller Tnan era Mishnah. So it's clear in the Gemara that the reason for the Chachomim in our Mishnah is, in fact, that since it's fit for someone else, it's considered food, and that anyone can use it. That's the Gemara. So he's saying that this, that Rashi, the Rav, explained the Mishnah like that, where they get it from. It's a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. However, Rav Kiva asked the question, really, I guess on the Gemara itself. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Sumchis in the Mishnah says, Sumchis in Bechulin, Sumchis says that Yisrael can't use Truma. Yisrael must use Chum. Sumchis. Now the Gemara's Medaik, that he only argues on the second case, that the Chacham and Tanakhama, Chacham and Mishnah Torah have two cases. You have Yayin to Nozer and Truma to Yisrael, which sound pretty similar idea. Both cases are something that is also for that person to eat himself. The Chacham said you could use it, and Sumcha says you can't, but he only argues on Chulin, on the case of Yisrael but Truma. But Yayin and Nozer, it's Menduik that it's that he agrees. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Omid Beis. On Daf Lamed Omid Beis, over here by the two dots. First two dots over here discusses what's the reason for Sumchis. The Gemara says Sumchis Omid Bechum. More right away makes the dig. It seems to be pretty clear that he's only arguing on the second case in the Mishnah, but for a nozer to use yayin, he doesn't argue. My time. What's the reason for that? Why does Sumchis agree over there? And the Gemara explains as follows. The answer is Ev should the Mitchlan is Yerusei. That a person could be shoyl on his nazirus. A nazirus is a neder, and a person could be matir neder, find the Pesach, take off his neder, and thereby making it mutter he himself to drink the wine. So Sumchis shita is that you need something which is fit for the person himself. However, yayin to a nazir actually could be fit, because a person could be shoyl. He could take off the nether of Naziris, and now he's not a nozer anymore, and now he could drink the wine. So wine to a nozer really is fit. Of course, not while he's a nozer, but the mere fact that he could become not a nozer anymore. And that Gemara asks, so if that's so why does he argue on Truma? Truma, we could do something similar. That a person could be shoyel on the hafrosha of the truma itself. A person could also claim that, you know, for whatever reason why he didn't want to make this truma, and then they could take off the truma, and it's not truma anymore. So that the Gemara says, well, that's not really sufficient, because let's say he does that. He'll take off the truma, but now the tfu is back in the stage before truma, which is tevel. Tevel, furthermore, right, it can't be eaten, not only to a Yisrael, but no one can eat tevel. So what's he gaining? Gemara says, if you shoil on it, then it's become tevel again. You're not going to gain anything. So the Gemara says, that's not a problem. He could be mafresh. Now the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara discusses, the Gemara says maybe he can't be mafresh because this is all he has over here, and to be mafresh from something else which is not in front of him is not the proper thing to do. Then the Gemara says, what's the problem? Lifresh le mineu be. Okay, when we see that Gemara, we'll get that prat. But the Gemara says, fine, listen, you know, you have your truma in front of you. You have, right now we're assuming that you have a large portion of truma, more than the shear of Beis Sudas, which is the shear of Erev. You'll be shoyel on the truma, so the truma will go off. It will revert back to what it was originally, it's tevel. So now you'll be mafish part of what you have over here as truma, and then that'll be misak and the rest could be eaten. So therefore, the point the Gemara once again is saying is that why would Sumchis argue on truma then? Truma also, he can make it that it's roy for himself. Now the Gemara says lesbe shiura. We're talking about that it doesn't have the shiur. That means that the amount of truma that we have isn't exactly the shiur based sudas. So if he makes it back into tevel, and he'll take part of it for truma, so the part that he's able to eat, which is left, will be less than the shiur of the eruv, so I won't gain. Now the Gemara asks like this. Gemara says, my poskim, that why is the Tanam setting up such a specific case that's what it's talking about? It means it comes out that Sumchus really agrees that if you had more, then it would be good, right? So why are we assuming? Why are we setting up such a case that you don't have enough, and therefore Sumchus is arguing on this case? So therefore the Gemara says like this. Coming back to the explanation of Sumchus, the Gemara says, like we said, Sumchus is you need something that's royal for the person himself. Yayin Linoz, like we explained before, Bishalan is Naziris, the Yayin will be fit for him. What's the problem with Truma? Let him be Shoylan the Truma, then the Truma will go off, it'll become Tevel, he'll be Mafrish. He says as follows. Sumchis Sovolok Rabon, the army called over Shemish Mishvus, Loigozo Olav Ben Ashmoshes. Gozo Olav Ben Ashmoshes. There's a machlekes, I think we came across this in Shabbos a few times, whether Ben Ashmoshes, which is a Sophic, and since it's a Sophic, so Isurin Drabonon, there's room to be makel on Isurin, which are Ben Ashmoshes, but it's, being that it's a Sophic Shabbos, it's not Vade Shabbos. So there's machlekes concerning Shfusin, things that go into the category of Shfus, whether they were Gozer on Shfus, even Ben Ashmoshes. It's a Dindra Bonon, but Chazal answered, even though it was Ben Ashmoshes. So the Gemara wants to say that Sumchus holds, like the Rabbonon, Machlokes Rabbonon and Rebbe, I believe, and he holds that Gozer on Shfus Ben Ashmoshes. So taking off, being Mafrish, Shuma, to be Misak and Tevel, that's a Shfus, it's an Issa Drabbonon, and there were goes to Ben Ashmoshes. Being that Ben Ashmoshes is the time that the Erev is Koine, so at the time when the Erev is Koine Shvisa for a person, according to Sumchis, it's not going to be fit for him to eat. Why? Even if Avishalon has Naziris, but he's not allowed at that time to be Misak in the Tevel. That's how the Gemara comes out. That the reason for Sumchis The reason why he holds that you can't be ma'ariv or Yisro with truma is because it's not fit for him, and you can't make it that it's fit for him. Yain l'nozer, he can make arrangements that by ben hashmoshes it's fit for him because he could have been shoyl. So we view it that it's roy for him. But what the Gemara says that truma for Yisrael, even though a person could be shoyl on the truma, I'll take off the truma, being that it come back to be tevel, which is further not fit for him to eat, he has to go the next step to be mafrish, that he can't do ben hashmoshes. So therefore, truma Yisrael remains unfit. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Rabbi Feige is asking a question like this. That, being that, we just saw over here, that the whole reason why Sumchis holds that Yisrael or Truma can't be used, Yisrael can't use Truma, is only based on the fact that he holds that goes with al shvuz ben hashmoshes. That's why we're all to hold like Rebbe. It'll be like Yain Lenozer. Yain Lenozer, even though you hold that, you know, you need mid de chazile, you need something that's fit for him, for this person personally, but it could be fit. And the reason why Simchas Agah is only because he holds like the Rabbanon, who said that ben hashmoshes he can't be mafish, and therefore it's not fit. But let's say according to Rebbe, he holds that ben hashmoshes you could be mafish, you could be misakin tevel, then Shuma is just as fit as Yain Lenozer. Therefore, Rabbi Feige is asking a question as follows. How does the Gemara by us know that the reason why the Chacham hold that Shuma Yisrael is because you don't need something that's fit for you personally? The fact that it's fit for someone else makes it that it's considered Mosin and it could be used. How does the Gemara know that? Maybe the reason the Chachamim also hold that you need something which is fit for you personally. And Yain Lenozer, everyone, not even Sumchas also holds that you need something that's fit for you personally. Yain Lenozer is fit for him personally because he can be shown on his Naziris. And as far as the Trumali Yisrael, that's also fit for him personally. Like the Gemara goes through the calculations over here, that's really dependent on a Machlaikis, Rebbe Narbon, and as far as Ben Hashmash is, where a person could be Misak in his Tevel. Sumchis holds that goes about Shus Ben Hashmoshes. That's why he holds it's not fit. But the Rabbanon over here, right? Maybe they hold like that. So therefore, yeah. So Rebbe Feige is asking that true Rashi and the Rav were mefarish the Mishnah based on the Gemara, and it is a mefushim that we have on our daf over here. But how does the Gemara know that? Right? Why is the Gemara assuming that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah? Our Gemara is explaining that someone who is a Chasuchei Vonim, and therefore this good Gunyas is really not fit for him, he could use it for the Erev. Why? Because our Mishnah, the Chachamana Mishnah hold, that you don't need it to be fit for you. As long as it's fit for someone else, it's considered food. That's what the Gemara says. That means the Gemara over here is understanding that is the understanding of the Chachamim Shita. That Rebbe Feige is asking, how does the Gemara know to say that? We could have a very fine explanation of the Mishnah after we see the sugi by Sumchis and see that Sumchis himself, the reason why he argues on Yisrael Shuma only because he holds that goes around Shuas Ben Hashmoshes. So maybe everyone holds that you need something that's fit for yourself. And the reason why the Rabbanon hold that Yisrael can use Shuma because it is fit for himself. Because he could be shoyl on the truma, become tevel, and then he'll be mafish ben hashmoshes. So that's what Rebbe Feige is asking. How does our Gemara know this? Now Rebbe Feige himself, answering his question, says as follows, that in this Gemara over here that we passed through over here, that we spoke through this Gemara, the Gemara discusses whether how much truma does the person have in front of him. Does he have an exact shear? More than the exact shear? So Bekfege says simply that when the Gemara says that we have no right to limit sumchas, right, to explain sumchas shihu, that it's not roi, that there's an exact amount, and therefore you won't be able to be mafrish. We're talking about that you have more. Chayesu says that's only working that way. As far as sumchas, that the Gemara is saying that you can't limit it. On the contrary, we have to be speaking in all situations. Even when you have more, right? That's what the Gemara was saying over there. However, Rav Feger says that once we're speaking in all situations, so working the other way also, that we have to be speaking even in the case when you have an exact amount. Now, when you have an exact amount, so then you can't rely on turning it back to Tevel and then being mafrish. Because if you have your exactly sheer Muslim based sudas, that's how much truma you have, and you'll turn it back into Tevel, and now you want to be mafrish it. So this part is truma. Now you have less than shear. So therefore, Bekega says this is how the Gemara knew, because working the other way in the Rabbanon sheet, when the Rabbanon said that Yisrael could use truma, it has to be speaking in all situations, even in the case when you have an exact amount. Now, if you have an exact amount, you can't rely on this that I'll be shoyel on the truma, and then now I'll turn into tevel, and then I'll be misafini, because then you're not going to have the shear. So being that we're speaking in all situations and the Rabbanon are matter in all situations, that's what forces us to say at the Rabbanon hold that whatever you have over here is you could use it as is. And that's only if you hold that even though it's Yisrael, he could use Truma because it's fit for a Kohen. So that was the Hechruch. That's what forced the Gemara into understanding that the Rabbanon sheet in the Mishnah is not based on the fact, you know, that it could be chazi for himself. And the Rabbanon sheet has to be because it's not necessary for it to be fit for the person himself. As long as it's fit for someone else, that's considered food, and it could be used for the Erev. So this is what Rabbi Feger says over here. That was his question. This is his answer. How the Gemara by us knows this assumption to learn the mission like that.
Can you explain just one more time why if he's mafresh it, there won't be the shear left? Right, if you have the exact amount?
If you start with Muslim Shtesudis,
right,
the shear of the Erev, right? And right now it's Truma. Right?
Right.
So if you wanna make it as roy for you yourself to eat. So you'll be shoyel on the truma. So now you have Muslim based sudas of tevel,
mm-hmm.
Right? Now, in order to make the tevel roi, you have to take out a certain percentage off. That'll become truma. That's not fit for you, so that's not going to help you. But the remainder is going to be used for the erev. And now, being that it's less than Muslim based sudas, so you didn't gain anything. Now, that's what we mean when we say that you're not going to have the shear. Now, Rav Feger, in his discussion over here, mentions a Rashi in Psochim that explains our Mishnah otherwise. There's a Gemara in Psochim, Daf Chov Gimel, Omer Aleph, which brings our Mishnah for the purposes of the Sugi over there. And Rashi says as follows. Apparently a contradiction in Rashi. And against the sugi, what we just saw. Rashi over here says as follows. The third line on the daf in the Rashi is over there. It's going on Marvin the Nazir. Rashi says, Afal pi shesuda she'en ru'uyo loi hi, even though apparently for Yayin, for Nazir, it's not fit for him. Since if he be shoyel aniziru, he mutter marv nikid use it. V'chein liyisrael b'truma. He's talking the chachamim shita. V'chein liyisrael b'truma. The iboy mitchel eluya. If he wants, he could be shoyel. The truma is toys and a truma. I did the shayla makes it into toys. So truma b'toys is not shuma v'hadle tivle v'hadle mafresh alei mineyuba, and then he'll be mafresh. So Rashi over here in Pesachim explains our Mishnah, not like Rashi explains it here, and alternately it's against the Gemara. The Gemara by Asa Nachav Chest says that the Pshat Mishnah according to the Chum is because Afagav lechaz l'day it's chaz l'achrini. Rashi over here explains it otherwise. And that fake says Tumua, the Rashi. Rashi Bayos says differently. The truth is that the Tres Yisrael mentions that Tosis himself in Pesachim really asks this question. Doesn't really ask it on Rashi, but Tosis makes the mention. Tosis says over there. He's talking now addressing the Rashi. Now the Tiferes Yisrael over here, once again, takes up on Reb Feger. There's a very long Tiferes Yisrael over here discussing all the different aspects in this Reb Feger. Reb Feger discusses some other things also over here. And the Tiferes Yisrael raises a point, and he would like to understand just the opposite. There are sugi, if anything, he understands really we should come at just the opposite. And the point that he's raising is like this. We mentioned in the Gemara that there are three truths in our Gemara. Right? That means, let's say the first teretz in the Gemara. The Gemara had asked the question, the Memra B'Shem Rav says that we could use good Gonias for the Erev, and that the Gemara asked the question that we have a price which tells us that they're harmful. The first test the Gemara said was that we're talking about the good Gonias which are not harmful for the people that are not harmful. So that means the first test the Gemara says that we're talking about Ashlei Hukshul Zera. I mean, the first teretz in the Gemara held that it has to be fit for them, right? It has to be fit for them. The second teretz in the Gemara says, "Iboyaseima." I can tell you that even if it's for the one that's not fit for, being that it's fit for someone else, and brings our Mishnah. So the Pharisee still understands. So, you know, what is the question in the two truths over here? Why the first teretz hold like that? So he understands that this is the machlokes over here, how to understand the Mishnah in the two terutzim. The first teretz in the Gemara understood that the Mishnah was as we were asking, that the Chacham really hold that you need chazli today. It has to be fit for himself. And through she'ela, and it's still not to be explained, that's how it is fit for him. Sumchis holds, goes ashus ben ashmoshus, so it's not going to become fit for him. That's why he argues on Shumal Yisrael. But the Chachamim in the Mishnah hold that loy goes ashus ben ashmoshes. So even if you need that, it has to be fit for yourself. But it could become fit for yourself ben ashmoshes. You'll be shoyel, then you'll be mafish minei ubei, and you could be mafish ben ashmoshes. That's what the first teretz held. And being at the first teretz hold that you need even a rabbanon hold, you need the chazli today. You need something that's fit for the person himself. So that's why the first teretz was limited in explaining the memra that you could use gedyonis is dafka. Dafka for merubei banim, for people who it's fit to themselves. The Baisem in the Gemara is offering an alternate pshat in the Mishnah that maybe we can understand the Mishnah differently, that the Mishnah is not because it's chazli day, you don't need chazli day, and that's why the Gemara was saying that the Baisem, that it could be even used for chasuchei banim since it's chazil merubei banim. Now, Tiferes Yisrael, with his klolim, he wants to say that, on the contrary, the first teretz is the ikur, and really coming away from this sugya, it would be just the opposite. If anything, this sugya, you know, should be a question. Yeah, the third according to that, is also back to that. Mm-hmm. Now he also mentions like this, as far as Reb Chaya's question on the Gemara, that if we will accept Reb Chaya's assumptions over here, Reb Chaya asked the question that how did the Gemara know to learn that this is the Machlokes? Maybe the Machlokes is everyone agrees need mid lechazli today, and machlokes basically is machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon whether it's gozar shus ben hashemashes. On that, the Tiferes Yisrael says like this: that were that to be the machlokes, he says. So therefore, if that was so, then they shouldn't be arguing in such an obscure case over here, which ultimately is dependent on it. They should have a machlokes directly on in this, whether gozar shus ben hashemashes. That's why he says that, you know, then he doesn't feel like Pegas catches a question at all. That, you know, maybe the Machlekes over here is really based on that. Right? If that was so, then they should argue in a simple case which points directly to that question. Therefore, he feels that that's not an option. The Gemara never entertained such an option, and maybe that's the Machlekes, because otherwise, then there should be a Machlekes directly whether the girls are Shush Ben Ashmoshes or not. And one other point that he also contests with is that the Chega's answer to explain why the Gemara was forced to learn that the Machlekes over here is whether you need Midi Chazli today or not, and it wasn't an option for the Gemara to learn that you need Chazli today and that Rabbanan hold that you can make a Chazli today by being Shoyel on the Truma and then being Mafrish. He says, just makes a point over here that Feger is coming to say that because the case over here includes such a case where that couldn't be the explanation when you be mafish. Now he happens to be talking about a case where there's exactly a shim mitzumtzum. If you have a shim mitzumtzum, so then that's not going to work because when you turn it back to tevel and then you mafish part, you're not left with the shir. So on that day, the Tiferes Yisrael just raises why the Feger had to get involved in that. He said that there are a number of other simple cases why it would be that you couldn't take off Truma. He says, for example, that this halacha that Yisrael could be shoyel is only before he gave it to the Kohen. Once he gave it to the Kohen, then you can't be shoyel anymore. So he says, therefore, you know, if you want to say this kind of answer that we're speaking in all cases, you don't have to limit it to the shir. To shir Muslim Shazil, you could have said that we're talking about that it was given liad kain already. Harbe revach v'atzol yesh limot mikushizu. Right? There are many, right? Fake, it sounds like, you know, that there's a specific case over here, that's the case. That since it's talking about all cases, so that's the case that's not going to work out. He says that there are other cases, Truma V'yad Kohen is an example, or if it's Kfar Nechal Hanisha. I guess if he ate part of it, right? Other parts, yeah. Right. There's no Chacham, no Lenayis, he's saying that there's other technical things that we could have said. We didn't have to limit it to the Muslim-based Seudis. you know, if you want to answer like that, right? That's just, you know, a point that he's on the Bekvega.
Isn't that furthering the Bekvega's teretz?
No, it is. It is. He's not arguing teretz. He's saying that once you're saying that teretz that we're speaking in all situations, and including situations when you can't make a she'ela, right? And that's why the answer has to be that you don't even need the she'ela, right? That's how the Gemara is assuming. Gemara is assuming that the Rabbanan Shita is that I don't even need to be roi for me. As long as roi for Kohen, that's fine, right? And the question was, how do you know? Maybe it has to be roi for you and you could make it roi for you. The answer is that we're speaking in all cases, and the all cases include cases where you can't do that. Right? So he's saying that if you, Rebbe Feger, are saying this teretz, so you didn't have to limit it, you know, the difficulty of being shoel to a case of shir mitzumtzum, of how much you have. There are many other cases also that you could have done that. Right? So he's not asking. He's going with him. He's saying that, you know, if you're saying that, fine, but you know, you're not so limited, right? Making it sound like, you know, you have the, you know, this is the case. Right, there are many cases that you could.
Chose one example, and there's many examples where you see this cloud.
Okay, see, he's coming from the Gemara, but okay, could be. Right, you know, see inside how he talks, as far as the Gemara is concerned. I just wanted to mention over here that apparently Rebbe Feger didn't learn the Gemara like the way the Tiferes Yisrael is learning. Meaning to say that the first teretz of the Gemara, Tiferes Yisrael is saying, learned the Mishnah differently. And on the contrary, the first teretz of the Gemara learns that the Darbonan Shita is that you need me to dechazilei, and only because you could be shoyel. Like Rebbe Feger is really asking. And that's why the first Teretz held that good Ganius can only be used by someone who's pack a fit for him. That was the first Teretz in the first one also. So he was saying that on the contrary, you see there's a question in the Gemara how to learn, how to understand the Rabbanan Shita. And the first Teretz, third Teretz also hold like that. So Rebbe Feger obviously didn't learn the Gemara like that. And the truth is that the mashmoyis of the Gemara l'chari is not like that, because the Gemara sounds pretty sure of what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. Right? Ibai Yisema, the Gemara says that even if it's for chasuch evonim, hoil that it's roi from Rube evonim, miloy tnan, right? Doesn't, like, the Gemara sounds like that this is simple, right? It doesn't sound like the Gemara is offering an alternate pshat in the Mishnah. So it would seem to be in the Gemara otherwise, that the question over here is, even though our Mishnah is saying by Truma Yisrael that you don't need a midah dechazilei, apparently there's a question whether that'll help for us, whether it should follow that the same way Yisrael could use Truma since it's fit for a Kohen. Does it follow, therefore, to say that a food which is harmful for one person, he could use for his heir, since it's not harmful for a different person? That's what it would seem to be for the Gemara. But it's not a question of how to learn the Mishnah. And that's how Rebbe Feger was learning. Right? That's not the issue in the Gemara. Now, what is that question? There's a Ritva over here. There's a Ritva in the Gemara. The verse says like this. On this Gemara, Milo Tnan, Ma'arvOzu B'Yayin. The Ritva says as follows. For Havadai She'ein Hadim Yin Yofe. Zok the Ritva that definitely one could ask a question that the Dimyon, the comparison over here, is not really so exact. Why? The Hosam Iyu Gufei Chozi. He says, by Yai Linozer and Trum Yisrael, Iyu Gufei Chozi. The food itself, it's fit for a person, like the food. It's offer. There's an isser over here. That's the issue over here. Ella da arye de surer viale. The isser is the lion which is standing there and not allowing him to eat it. But the food itself is fit for the person. There's an isser on it. There's, it has truma. The Torah asked him, prevented him from it. But there's nothing intrinsic which is harmful and which makes it that it's not considered food for this person. Masha ain't came. But good ganyas, shehen aspen koshim the goof. Good ganyas have an intrinsic problem that they themselves are harmful for the person himself. Therefore, the Ritva says that one could ask that there's a difference. That just because you find that you're using Yain Lenozer, Shulman Yisrael, and since it's fit for another person, it's considered fruit for you, as the Ritva says, that's only when you're dealing with something that the food itself is fit for the person, just the Isser. So now we could say the fact that it's mutter for someone, that could make it be considered food for me, and I don't have to look at the Isser. But if there's an intrinsic problem in food, the food is harmful for this person, then the fact that it's not harmful for someone else, you don't see that from the mission that it's going to help. So the Ritva says, Ela de Talmudus Firle de Lekel of Fluge Dina Mehai Taimu. He says that even though we might have thought such a difference, but the Gemara at this point holds Lekel of Fluge that's not a reason to make a difference. However, the Ritva continues. Miu Efshir Lamad the Ukmin and the Hadarab Bugonius Amidi. It's all the terrors over here. I think, yeah, referring to that terrors. Hadrinon Miho, he says that it's very possible that once the Gemara says there are the other terrors, the Gemara reverts back that in Ochanami it can only be used for someone that it's fit for. The words are a little magumgum over here in this ritual. But that's what Ritva is saying. Ritva is saying that only in that terrace of the Gemara, but when the Gemara later says something which we don't have to rely on, then la'olam, that we could be chayzer. So therefore the Ritva, la'halachot, from this Ritva, seems to be that he's coming out that you can't compare the two things. And the truth is that something which is intrinsically hard, dangerous for one person, he can't use it for an Erev by the mere fact that it's okay for someone else. That there's no raya from the Mishnah Yain Lenozer. Akoponim, so what's when they get to us over here, that could be how Reb Kleger understood the sugya over here. That there's no question how to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah definitely says that you don't need midi d'chazileh. That's Yain Lenozer, right? And that's what Fegas sees, that the Gemara assumes this is a Pshat Mishnah. All truths hold like that. If so, so why did the first teres of the Gemara feel that it could only be used by a person that is not harmful? Why wasn't the Mishnah a raya that it could be used even for someone else? The mere fact that it's usable for someone. On that first, so say, well, you see that the Gemara in the first Teretz learned the Mishnah differently. On that, now that we see this Ritva, we could explain that definitely the Gemara at all points learned the Mishnah like the Gemara says, that the pshat in the Mishnah is that you don't need midi d'chazilei. That's what the Mishnah says, and for whatever and the reason, the hechach is like a figure says, and shine, and all the truths hold like that. The question in the Gemara is, like the Ritva is Ma'ir, is that a dimin? Could we follow from the situation of the Mishnah to our situation? The Mishnah is talking about a case where the food itself is not harmful. The food itself can be eaten. There's an Isser on it. He's Yisrael, the food's Truma. It's also for Yisrael to eat Truma. Yayin the Nozer. It's also for Yayin to eat Nozer. Being that the food is not intrinsically harmful for that person, it's the Isser which is preventing the person from eating it. That's where the Rabbanon hold that there's such a spot that since it's royal for someone else, so we could view that as Muslim, he could be used. But in a situation where it's intrinsically harmful for a person, that's the question in the Gemara, that could we compare one to the next? The first and third terrorists held that you couldn't compare. The second terrorist was offering, then maybe you could compare it. That's the Shaila in the Sugya. But there's no question as to how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah.